And we are live on PBS Radio. And it's time for the podcast that addresses issues for people 50 and older. It's time for I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita. Juanita brings a new spin to the statement, I'm older and I'm fabulous. So get ready for some fun, information, and a complete interaction with guests and listeners. Get ready, for I'm Just Saying 50. And now, here's Juanita.
You know, I feel like I need a guitar with that song in the background because even if it's an air guitar, I think I can probably rock an air guitar with that. I am so happy that for the first time, this is our second show, so bear with us with our learning and our, getting adjustment stages. But welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita podcast. We are on live at bbsradio.com. This is episode 101, and today we are talking about the many, many wonderful and phenomenal uses of coconut oil. We have several guests with us today. That's going to be the first part of our show, is coconut oil. The latter part of our show is going to be talking about shopping, my favorite thing besides coconut oil. You are going to realize how many things you can do with coconut oil, and you didn't even know you could do it. Our first guest is Dr. Bruce Fife. He came out with this wonderful book, and I'm showing people on my Facebook Live page that the book is called The Coconut Oil Miracle. It is a wonderful book. It's chock full of all different types of things that you can do with coconut oil that you did not even know you could do, including it prevents heart disease, cancer, it strengthens the immune system. You can use it to, lose weight? Yeah, you can use it for losing weight. And later on the show, we're going to have Luke Getty. He is the CEO of this wonderful product right here. It's called Skinny Coconut Oil, or Skinny and Company Coconut Oil. As you can look at my bottle here, yeah, most of it is gone. When you hear the story of how Luke got started and what's in this baby, you're gonna treat it as if it's just liquid gold, because it is liquid gold. It's a wonderful product. I can't say enough about it. Anytime you can have a product that you can, remember Lucy? I remember when Lucy had this, she did this commercial, she said, it's so tasty, too. Tastes just like candy. Well, anytime you can take a product, use it on your skin or your person, and you can lick it, too. Well, I'm just saying. And then later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Brianna Prenti. She owns and operates a company called Eye of the Beholder. I scored this wonderful jacket from there. I have so many other products that I bought from her. So she is live at her location with some shoppers, and they're going to ask some questions too. Oh, and before I get it, if you do have a question, give me a call at 888-627-6008. Or since you're on Facebook Live, you can send me a question about coconut oil. I don't know if you can actually hear our guests. What I'm going to try to do, and I hope it works out, I'm going to try to do a speakerphone so you can at least hear what the guests say. And if it messes up, I'll go back to my headset. So until then, Dr. Bruce Fife, welcome, welcome, welcome to I'm Just Saying 50.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
So, you know, this coconut oil thing, I mean, I know, and I'm going to say this, and I'm hoping I'm saying it right, this is not just like some fly-by-night thing. This is not just something that we're just embracing now because it's out there and it's the new thing to embrace. Am I correct?
Well, right, because coconut oil has been around for a long time, and some people are just kind of hearing about it now, but I've been writing about the health benefits of coconut oil for about 18 years now. And, you know, and a lot of people have jumped on the bandwagon even back then, and so it's not a fad. It's just growing in popularity.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people, including myself, I did not know all the wonderful things that this product can do for not only outside, inside. I didn't know that, for example, and you're going to tell us, you know, what's in this book called The Coconut Oil Miracle. This is like a Bible for me because I've been reading it, I've been using it. He even has recipes in here for different things that you can use coconut oil for. But since you said it wasn't a fad, tell us, what did you find when you started doing the research 18 years ago about this coconut oil?
Well, you know, when someone told me that coconut oil was a healthy oil, I was shocked because usually you think of coconut oil as a saturated fat. Oh, it's going to promote heart disease. It's going to be bad. And I used to believe that. But when I had a colleague tell me that it was actually one of the good oils, and so I was so shocked about that, I went to the medical studies and started looking up articles, research articles on coconut oil to get to the bottom of this. And when as I did that, I found benefit after benefit after benefit, and I was blown away with all these health benefits associated with coconut oil. And I couldn't find anything bad about coconut, not a normal, natural, everyday coconut oil. Now, there are bad things with hydrogenated oils of all type, but regular coconut oil, there wasn't anything bad about it. And I was so amazed with all of this that I had to tell people about it. So I wrote my first book on coconut oil called The Coconut Oil Miracle. And like you said, you know, that was 17, 18 years ago.
Great. And so, you know, we are all trying to maintain our youthful glow. I mean, I know I am one of those people. What I do as a business, I try to make people look better. I make people look better. And I believe in my heart, this is just my opinion, that coconut is the fountain of youth. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it really is because it has antioxidant properties in it, and it helps to keep you young and help. I mean, it does so much.
Give us your top 10, or your top 5, rather. I will say 10, but give us your top 5 things on some of the best things you have found that coconut oil can do for a person.
Okay, you know, when I was doing my initial research, one of the things that really hit me right off, and probably because there was just so much amount of research that was done on this, was the antimicrobial properties, its ability to protect us from disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and fungi, both internally and externally. So if you ate the oil, it would help you not get sick or help you get over sickness. You could use it on your skin for different types of skin infections. Another property which was really phenomenal is its ability to help with brain health, you know, of all things, so that people that have problems such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, even autism, that the coconut oil provides an alternative source of fuel for the brain that actually is more efficient than glucose, and it actually stimulates healing. So people with Alzheimer's, for example, can start taking coconut oil, and it can not only stop the progression of the disease, but many people see it reverse and regain much of their memory and their cognitive abilities. So it's really phenomenal.
So then when you say use coconut oil to help this, how are we using it to help with Alzheimer's, with the different types of other diseases that you're talking about? Because this that information in itself is phenomenal. You know, I know you also said something about cancer and diabetes. Is there a certain way we should be using coconut oil to help with this?
Well, any way you can get it into your mouth. So, you know, coconut oil is an excellent cooking oil, so it doesn't break down like a lot of the other oils we eat, like the corn oil and the soybean oils, which break down very easily and they create harmful free radicals. Coconut oil doesn't do that, primarily because it is a saturated fat. It's very heat stable, so you can cook with it and not under normal conditions and not harm the oil. So it's an excellent cooking, baking oil. Plus, you can use it as a spread like you would with butter, or you can put it on hot vegetables. I mean, you can put it with any type of food. You can cook any type of food in it. So you just incorporate it into your everyday diet.
Wow. Now, didn't this oil used to have a bad reputation? Like, people used to think, oh, it was fattening or whatever?
Yes. Coconut oil is primarily a saturated fat, and so people afraid of saturated fats, you know, say, oh, it's going to raise your cholesterol, oh, it's going to promote heart disease, and yes, oh, it's fattening, but no, it doesn't do any of those bad things.
Yeah, because if it's fattening, how is it helping me lose weight?
And that's one of the benefits of it.
Exactly.
It can help you lose
it
weight.
People, if it's fattening, how is it helping me lose weight?
Well, coconut oil actually digests differently than other fats, and it's because of the unique type of fat molecules it's made out of. But when you eat coconut oil, instead of being contributing to fat on the body, it goes to the liver where it's immediately used as a source of fuel. So it gives you energy, and when you get this burst of energy, a couple things happen. One is you have more energy to do things, so you start cleaning the house, running around, wanting to do exercise, so you have more energy, and so you're burning off more calories that way. But even more important than that, this burst of energy actually raises your metabolism, and so you are burning off calories at an accelerated rate. And so at the end of the day, you have fewer calories left over to be converted into body fat. And it's really interesting because some of the studies have shown that after a single meal containing coconut oil, metabolism is raised and maintains elevated for a full 24 hours. And so for 24 hours, your body is burning off calories at an accelerated rate. And so using these ideas, you can incorporate coconut oil in a weight loss program. In fact, researchers are actually suggesting to use coconut oil in the treatment of obesity.
Wow. See, now that right there in itself is you know, makes me happy that, you know, something that is so good, that and it actually tastes good, too. I mean, it's not a, you know, it's a taste that's just, it tastes like heaven. That's the only way I can think of it, tastes like heaven. And then you also say that coconut oil can help with beautifying your skin and your hair. And I do. I have natural hair. I have a big old afro. And I use coconut oil in my hair. And let me tell you, it works. It makes your hair grow like crazy, number one. Number two, it really does promote health, hair growth and healthy hair.
It is wonderful for the skin and for the hair. For the skin, I don't know anything, any lotion, whether it's natural or scientifically designed, whatever, coconut oil seems to be the best natural lotion I've ever seen. It can do so many things. It can help heal cuts, burns, and injuries, insect bites. If you have dry skin, putting coconut oil on your skin helps smooth out. I used to have very dry skin on my hands, who used to crack and bleed. And so I started using coconut oil, and now my hands are very smooth and nice. It's great for acne. You know, people complain, oh, I got acne. You don't want to put oil on your acne. Well, yeah, if you put coconut oil on it, what? It can, because coconut oil can kill the bacteria that causes acne. And it also has a detoxifying effect, so it pulls out the poisons and the bacteria that are in the skin that cause that. And so you can get rid of your acne by using coconut oil. It's great for dandruff. If you have a dandruff problem, just put the coconut oil in your hair, rub it around, let it sit in and soak in for a few minutes, and then just wash it out. Do that a couple of times a week, and your dandruff will be completely controlled.
So you're saying you're putting the coconut oil in your hair as a shampoo, and it just rinses out, or how are you doing it with as far as shampooing or using it as a dandruff product?
Yeah, when you're going to take your bath or your shower, you put some in your hand and then you rub it into your scalp. You can get your scalp all nice and massaged in with the oil, and then you take your regular shampoo and you shampoo it out, and that's all you need to do.
Wow. So what type of coconut oil should we be looking for? And Luke Getty is going to come in later and share, why I think he has some of the best coconut oil out there. But what type of coconut oil should we be looking for when we go out? Because there's a lot of it out there on the market, and a lot of it is not what it says it is, because I've gone through several types of coconut oil, and I do see the difference, and I feel the difference.
Well, there's actually two basic types of coconut oil that you'll commonly see. And one is a virgin coconut oil, and then the other is a refined coconut oil. Personally, I like the virgin coconut oil because that means that the oil has gone through the least amount of processing, the least amount of change, and I like that. But there's also the refined oil, too. And basically, the virgin coconut oil will have a coconut aroma and flavor. The refined oil is a little bit more refined, so that has all been taken out. And so it's basically odorless and flavorless. And you could use either one. And, you know, there's different ways to make the virgin coconut oil and different ways to make the refined oil. And so the different brands will vary a little bit. And so I recommend that people try different brands and see which one tastes the best to them.
Right, right. Because and I'm glad you just said taste, too, because not only can you use this product on your skin and your body, I make this wonderful scrub using coconut oil and I'm trying to think of was it sugar that I did the last time? Was it salt? I think it was sugar. It must have been because I was, this is going to sound really crazy, but I was licking myself because it tastes so good. It was so good. I think it was sugar, and I
put
sugar and coconut oil together, and I use it as a scrub. My skin felt amazing, but I'm sitting there going, oh my, that's pretty tasty too. And it's nice when you have products that you can use on your skin or in your body that not only makes you feel good, but it's good for you.
Yeah, and it's good inside or outside. It's good everywhere.
Exactly. It's good everywhere, Dr. Fife. You have been amazing. And is your book still available? Because I got mine on Amazon, and they were saying that this was limited. So I'm showing it to my audience on Facebook, but they were saying that this book, The Coconut Oil Miracle, there wasn't that many copies left of this. But I did score mine on Amazon, so yay. But can anyone find, and how can they reach you and get more information if they want on The Coconut Oil Miracle?
Well, it is available on Amazon. The current edition, I think, is the fifth edition. So older editions may be, out of print.
Okay.
But there is a fifth edition. That's the most recent one. Of course, you can get it on Amazon. If someone wants to learn more about the health benefits of coconut oil, and we've just touched the tip of the iceberg, they can go to my website.
I want to have you back on my show, if you don't mind, at another date so we can talk more about this, because I know we were just touching the tip of it, but I definitely want to talk to you more about this because I am so excited about coconut oil. But how can they reach you off if they can't get it from Amazon? Do you have a website?
I do have a website. It's called Coconut Research Center.org, and they can go there for more information.
Okay, great. Well, Dr. Fife, thank you so much for being a guest on my show. You are welcome to stay and listen to the remainder of the show if you like. If not, I understand, because we're going to be joined now by Luke Getty. He is the CEO of Skinny and Company, the coconut oil company. And before I go to Luke, I encourage you, if you have a question, if you want to ask something, if you want to interact, send me your questions. I got a couple of questions that I need to get to. and I didn't even check, and I'm sorry. It's 888-627-6008. That is the number if you want to communicate with me or the guest, you want to ask a question. You can also send me a question via Facebook Live. You can also... I got a lot of questions that I didn't even check. I am being bootleg about what's going on, and I apologize. But joining me now is Luke Getty. Luke Getty, and now I'm going to read just a little bit of his story because Doug said that I can go a little longer today on my show. So I'm going to read a little bit about Luke. I want you to hear just about the Skinny and Company story. So Luke had a younger brother. He was extremely ill, and his mother began looking for alternative to traditional medicine. And so, you know, through all of that, his family's journey in wellness and chemical-free lifestyle, that's how Luke became or started to doing the Skinny and Company. And the coconut oil that he gets, it's not from just any place. And I believe he said he gets it from Vietnam, but I'm going to let him tell you that as well. But Skinny is the only coconut oil on the market that is wild harvested, hand-pressed, small-batched, never heated, 100% raw, 100% virgin, and 100% without chemicals or solvents. And this is that baby right here. This is my golden gold right here. So if you can see, look, it's almost empty. Yeah, this is like my third right here. I guess I should get like a bigger one because I keep, you know, running out of this stuff, Luke. But on the back of the bottle, it says, boost metabolism and energy, increase mental clarity, moisturize hair, face, and body. Luke, welcome to I'm Just Saying 50.
Thank you so much for having me. Dr. Fiverr, it's great to listen to you. You're a genius when it comes to coconut.
Yeah, yeah. And you're a genius of making it. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, we do have a unique process. You know, we produce everything we do is under 100 degrees, and that's really what makes us unique. Where cold-pressed coconut oil in definition is around 150. And, you know, some people say they can do it around 120 degrees. With the patent that we have on the process, it allows us to do everything under 100 degrees. So that's really what separates us from some of the other oils out there.
So now, where is your oil harvested? Like, where do you go to get it? And before you continue, on my Facebook Live, my dog is right here. So if you see me looking down, going or pushing him down, I have a little puppy. And he likes to be a part, and he likes coconut oil too, believe it or not. Continue, Luke. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Animals generally love coconut oil, we found.
They do. He loves the stuff.
our coconut oil is processed in Vietnam. In Binh Tre, it was awarded the Tree of Life Award with some of the best coconuts in the world. So Binh Tre has brackish water, and that allows the coconuts to grow better. So we harvest and we get them from there, and then we do our processing with our unique patent, and then we hand press, so we never end up heating the oil over a certain 100 degrees.
So now, what can we use? Because we got some information from Dr. Fife about coconut oil. What can we use coconut oil for?
That's the thing. You can use it for so many different things. You know, in our product line, we basically break it down per area for the face, the body, the mouth. We're coming up with hair. Just the coconut oil, you can cook with it. I throw it in my coffee. It's a great source of energy. Dr. Fife, you know, mentioned a lot of those different things. There's no limit to what you can use coconut oil for. It just really depends on what you want to do. The cooking's great. Use it as a butter substitute. Oil pulling is a big one. We infuse ours with therapeutic peppermint, so it tastes a little bit better. It helps to whiten your teeth and freshen your breath. You can take your makeup off with it, hair mask, clean your hair, condition your hair. You can use it. We have lip balm. It's great for cuts and scrapes, and after sun, it's amazing.
So now you just touched on something, and a lot of people don't know what it is. I know what it is because I was researching this, and I also use it. What is oil pulling?
Oil pulling is basically Ayurvedic, so it's Indian medicine, where you can use any oil. You swish it in your mouth, and they say, you know, under their, what they're basically, it's 5 to 20 minutes, and it starts to detox your mouth. Your mouth is very vascular, and so you got a lot of blood flow, and so the oil in it will emulsify and help to basically detox your body. For us, you know, that's one part of it. It's hard to swish oil for 20 minutes.
Right.
So we put the peppermint. So it helps fresh therapeutic grade essential oil. Peppermint is very good for the health. It's calming, relaxing. It makes your breath better. So we put it in there. And then coconut oil, why we think it's one of the better oils is coconut oil will take your makeup off. It will also destain your teeth. So almost immediately you put it in your mouth, you're going to start to destain and you're going to get a wider smile.
Wow. Okay. And for those of you who didn't know what coconut oil what oil pulling was, you know, it's a great way to, like he said, detoxify your mouth. A lot of people don't think that we need that, but we really do. And it's a really good process to do that. You just, you know, swish it for 20 minutes or 5 to 20 minutes, and then you can definitely, you know, reap the benefits from it. But you have something that says tree to table, and a lot of people don't know exactly what that means.
Yeah, absolutely. So most coconut oil made in the U.S. come from big factories. You know, coconut oil before, it's not really palm oil. There's less. You don't get as many coconuts out of a coconut tree, so it's not as profitable to grow coconuts. The market used to be small, so it wasn't large. But now as it's becoming more popular, you're having big plantations and a lot more coconuts and coconut oil. Well, you know, if they make it more commodity-based, they're going to large factories to drive down the price and to make the most profit. What's different about us is, you know, we're a very small batch. We don't own plantations. Coconuts grow wild in Vietnam, so we go to where they grow. You know, we then contract the people who have them on their land to get the coconuts, so it's more... It's not a plantation type where people are growing them. They grow wild. We then source them. And then when through our process, it's not this contract manufactured big business. It's a very small boutique. We take it, and then that's, you know, through our process, which is low heat, hand pressed, that really allows us then, and we're the ones who actually own it or are partnered in Vietnam. And so that's where we can actually control the whole supply. Generally, coconut companies, if they're branded, will just go to a big contract manufacturer. They'll buy it. You know, they are basically at the whim of whatever that contract manufacturer bought. I've done trading in the past. That's how I got it started. And we saw that, and we decided, you know, if we could cut out all the middlemen instead of having a product that touched all these different places and you had to get the cheapest product possible to get a good price for the market, we basically went and said, hey, let's do it all. Let's start at the beginning. Let's hold that. Let's own the product all the way through and then offer it to our clients. And it's one of the ways, and really I think the only way we've been able to, you know, our price is still expensive, but if we didn't do it the way we did, it would be even more expensive. And
right.
So we've been able to cut out those costs.
Yeah, and I also read that your product consists only of 5 or less all-natural ingredients. How often do you see that? I mean, seriously, how often do you see that in any product these days where you have something that's only 5 or less all-natural ingredients?
Yeah, I don't think there's another company necessarily doing it. Coconut oil is its own preservative, and so I don't have to add any of the junk or anything. You know, we have a sugar scrub, and we don't use gum arabica. We don't use those mixers, and so it'll separate. It's kind of like a natural peanut butter. And for us, that just shows our quality. We don't have to put any of the junk. The U.S. allows 15,000 bath and body chemicals, and very few have ever been tested. And so for us, we just go and get, you know, the rawest, purest ingredients we can get. We throw them and mix them in our coconut oil. It preserves them, you know, you get a good shelf life. And we really believe this whole chemical-free, 5 or less, you know, everything is pure. You don't need a lot in a product. And that's really where, you know, we have our coconut oil, which is just the pure coconut oil. And then Skinny and Company, you know, has this different line. And the five or less ingredients, a lot of our stuff is all edible. You know, it's just therapeutic grade essential oils or whole raw ingredients. And so that's really what, you know, that's kind of the mission and where we're heading. And we don't, you don't see that often. Even natural products, you look, they'd have 15 to 20 different ingredients. So we really force ourselves, and we're just coming out with a deodorant. And when we got the formula back, it was 8 ingredients. And so it's taken us a few extra months to get it down to something that works, and that is only 5. So that's kind of our passion.
So I'm getting several questions or several responses, and I'll let you know where you can buy his product from, and also you can, you know, find him on Facebook and all types of stuff. So I'll make sure I see a lot of you are asking me where you can buy his coconut oil from. So I'll make sure I give you that information as well at the end of his segment. You say that you have different products that you sell at Skinny and Company. What are some of the products that you have where you use your coconut oil? I know you said something about the face, and I said something about the oil pulling with the peppermint oil.
So everything we do is based with our coconut oil. It allows us to make products and not use any chemicals, fillers, solvents. Preservatives are the big one. There's not a lot of research on preservatives. Well, there's coming out to be, and you'd have to use most preservatives in a lot of stuff. Well, coconut is its own preservative, and so, you know, we make a facial oil, which is therapeutic grade lavender, rum and chamomile. It's a calming oil. It's a great makeup remover, nighttime moisturizer. We do body butters. One we whip with an almond oil, and we have rum and chamomile and basil. The other is a pure rose essential oil with a jojoba. And so those are great for the skin. We have a sugar scrub, which is 3 ingredients. You can actually throw it in your coffee. We have it next to our coffee machine in the office. If you want to sweeten it up, it's coconut sugar, coconut oil, and vanilla bean. And so, you know, scrub with it, have one in your kitchen. It just kind of shows the purity of everything that we do. My niece actually eats the body butter. She'll sit there in the living room, and she'll pull it out. And, you know, it's got lavender and rum and kale. It's not necessarily the best tasting, but, you know, no problem for her to go ahead and eat it.
You said something about the coffee, because I am a coffee fanatic. How do you put it in your coffee? Does it like change the taste? Does it make it creamier? Do you use it instead of cream?
So there's 2 ways. One, you can blend it, and it actually will froth and make a latte. So it's basically a vegan latte. You throw a spoonful of coconut oil, you put it in your blender, and you know, if you want sugar, a little bit of something else. And then you blend it, and it will froth it. So you're basically having a latte. I just put a spoonful, about a tea to a tablespoon, depending on the time of day. And it just kind of takes the acidity out of it, kind of gives it a better taste. And so I probably have 3 or 4 spoonfuls of coconut oil every day. And I do it with my coffee, or, you know, we'll throw it on our vegetables kind of as a butter substitute. Our coconut oil isn't very nutty. It doesn't have a very strong taste. It's more like when you open a coconut. And so it's easier to sometimes incorporate. I know other coconut oils can be very, very coconutty, just because of how they're processed. And so it allows for the skinny coconut oil. It's easier sometimes. We feel that it's better. It's easier to incorporate because it doesn't have that strong taste. So you throw it in your coffee, and it's not a coconut coffee. It's more just, it smooths it out. So that's, you know.
Yeah, and it makes your body feel good, too, because I know when I use it, I get out of the shower or whatever, and I use your coconut oil. I stopped using moisturizer. I use only coconut oil now because it gets into my skin, but it just, the way it reacts to your skin, it makes everything nice and smooth. And I will say this, and I'll you know, people have always asked me, you know, they can't believe how old I am, number one. Number two, they, you know, oh, you're kidding, you're not that old. It's the coconut oil, baby. I put that stuff on everything. It's the coconut oil, and it's good coconut oil. And I don't mind spending the money for it. If it's going to make me feel and look good, I don't mind spending, because I like to know what I'm getting inside. I like to know what I'm putting on my body at this age. when you get to a certain age, you want to know what you're putting inside as well as outside of your skin to increase the longevity of your life. So I like Skinny and Company, Luke. I'm sorry, I'm a fan. I'm a fanatic.
Well, that's why we do it. You know, I mean, our mission is to make the best product.
You know, I introduced this product to one of my clients. I won't name drop, but I introduced him to, and I think I told you the story. And he had like a sunburn, and I gave him some coconut oil in a little jar, and he's like, "Where can I get this? My wife needs to buy this. You know, where can I get this?" And I gave them your information, and they said they had a sunburn, and like maybe the next day or whatever, it was almost completely gone. It's just amazing how, you know, you think that something so coconut oil could do so many things.
It does. It's amazing. You know, the lotions and creams are a lot, 60 to 80% water. And so coconut oil, it's pure. So if you put water on your hand, it will rub off. But if you put oil, it really absorbs. And so imagine what that's doing to the cell. It's really hydrating. And it's not just running off and going somewhere else. And so that's really where you see a lot of the benefits.
So, yeah, before I let you go, Luke, the one question that someone asked me is about sensitive skin. Is it good? Can people, and I guess you can because there's nothing in it, sensitive skin, and also can children, is it safe for children to use? And I guess I'm going to answer my own question, but I'm going to let you answer it.
Yeah, absolutely. For sensitive skin, it's great. Very rarely, because there's not a lot of coconuts in the U.S., will you find people have an actual coconut allergy. A lot of times people who are allergic to coconut will actually be allergic to whatever they're putting in it, if it's a solvent or if there's a filler or something like that. So when it's pure coconut oil, very rarely will you ever have someone who has a negative effect. And for sensitive skin, it's great because it doesn't have any of the the chemicals or different stuff that maybe the lotions have, the binding agents, and that's generally what people's skin are sensitive to. It's not the actual raw ingredients, it's the chemicals they've used to make the products. That being said, because it is all, it's raw, natural, our coconut oil is 100%, great for babies. Put it on their skin, diaper rash, cradle, cap. My sister has had two kids, and, you know, we supply them with as much coconut oil as they need. They're kind of our test subjects. And, you know, there's no negative side effects of using whole, real ingredients. I mean, unless you have an allergy. If you have an actual allergy to coconut, you'd want to stay away. But very rarely, and I think we've only met one, with 3.5 years in business, one person who actually had an allergy. A lot of times it's something else that's playing with them.
So, Luke, I'm getting several people have asked, so I'm gonna let you tell them how can they get your product. I told you guys I was gonna get to it, but I just wanted you to hear Luke's story. But a lot of people are asking me, where can they buy your product? Where is it being sold? And I know you have a Facebook and Instagram, but if you can give us all that information too, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Facebook and Instagram are Skinny Coconut Oil. You can find us online at www.skinnycoconutoil.com. We sell into about 1,000 mom and pop. We like to go to the small corner store of America shops. You can find those different places on our website. Just a store finder, throw in your zip code, and you can see these different shops that pick, you know, that pop up around you. If there's no one in your area, you can order online, and or email us at info@skinnyandcompany.com.
info@skinnyandcompany.com. You can also find them on the web. You can also I thought I got the first time I bought your product was on a company called Open Sky.
Yeah, we sell on Open Sky. There's a few of those online sites that we do sell on. Just trying to get our name out there. So I think it's Open Sky. We're on the Grommet, and then our website. So different places online you can find us. If you want to go in and try and test some of the samples, the best is to find a store that has our products. And then, you know, that's you can find that on the store locator on our website.
Wow, Luke, you have been such a pleasure. Your product is such a pleasure to have, and I mean it. I'm showing people the bottle that I have. And also, if the temperature reaches a certain degree, it will liquefy, correct? Because it has happened to me.
Absolutely. It's like water and ice. It doesn't degrade the quality. So 76 degrees, it's around 76, 78. So above, it's going to be a liquid. So in Vietnam, it's always liquid. And then generally in the U.S., houses stay around 75, so you're going to get it. You're going to have a solid. And it changing consistencies back and forth, it's like water and ice. It won't have any degradation of the product.
And that's what I wanted you to tell people, is that when that did happen, that it does not change anything. And also, when you look at it, when it does change over, when it liquefies, you look through it, and all you see is clear. It is the most amazing product that I have in my beauty regimen. I use this product religiously. And Luke, thank you so much for being a part of I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Now, also, we're joined by Brianna Prenti. Brianna owns and operates a wonderful consignment shop. It's called Eye of the Beholder. And for those of you who are watching, yeah, I'm prancing, I'm dancing. I have one of her jackets on. I'm not going to stand up because I don't, the pants part is questionable. So, but the top part, this is where I shine. So, Brianna, are you there?
I had to switch I've been on my portable phone listening to the show, and it just was about to die, so I had to run inside the closet and switch phones.
My God, isn't this coconut oil amazing? It's just the best product ever.
It is, and I've learned a lot. I'm actually really interested now with the teeth whitening thing. Everybody wants whiter teeth, so I did not.
Yeah, everybody wants whiter teeth. Everybody wants to lose weight. Everybody wants the metabolism boosted. You know, I'm going to have these guys on again because we love talking about things that help us girls who are getting to, or us guys who are getting to a certain age. But Brianna, welcome to the Beauty Files. Oh, I knew I was going to do that. The Beauty Files, for those of you who don't know, the Beauty Files used to be my show for 15 years, and I knew I was going to slip up and say it one day. So, you know, hey, whatever. If you want to call and interact, I got questions that came in, but you can call. You can, don't be shy, 888-627-6008. Is the number. Tell us about the Eye of the Beholder. I know about it, but most of my people don't know. They don't know what they're missing.
Oh, well, thank you. So basically, the Eye of the Beholder is a consignment store, and we try to make it a place where you can come with friends, family. You can be a size zero. You can be a plus size. You can be male, female, into housewares, handbags, whatever the case may be. It's, you know, a place that you can go and find some unique finds. And as I said, you know, we carry a wide range of sizes. So, you know, it's not like when you're at the mall and you have to split up if you're a zero and your friend's an 18 and you can't maybe shop together. We've tried to make a place that's all together, keeping it light and having fun time.
So you said plus sizes. So, and you said small to plus size. A lot of people don't know. How far up do you go? Like, you go from, I know, a size zero to, what's the highest size you go up to?
Well, it used to be 4X, but the 3Xs and 4Xs didn't move as well for us last year, so we made the executive decision. So we still take 2X and 22, you know, up to 22 and 24.
That's still pretty good. I mean, that's, you know, for a lot of shops are not carrying clothes for the big girl. I mean, and, you know, let's just face it, there is a market for women who are a larger sizes. So, you know, I commend you for having such a wide range of sizes.
Thank you. I absolutely agree with you.
Let me ask you this, because everybody thinks they have something that they can consign, and everybody thinks that somebody wants their clothing or whatever, but you don't take, and you're very good at this, and you're very nice about it, because I watched you, but you don't take everything that people bring in. You're not taking everybody's trash and crap. You're taking good stuff. What can a person, if they want to consign with you, what are some of the things that you look for and you let them know, hey, I'm not taking this crap?
Well, the interesting thing is that's the good thing about consignment. Just like the regular market, things are always trending and changing. So we average over 100 items in a day, you know. It's up to us to try to stay with that learning curve and find what people are asking for, what's in style. For instance, this year there's a lot of 80s style in that I've taken this year. I guess we could call it vintage. I don't.
Yeah, we could call it vintage. I can call it look at my basement. No.
So yes, we are always changing and trying to stay up to date with what's in style. And like I said, I've taken a lot of things that were more 80s style. Even the furniture, Lane furniture and things, like you think of the Brady Bunch, you know, that's what makes me think of, you know, that stuff's back in style now. So it's very eclectic. It's always changing. There's no right or wrong answer. We may say no to you one time and then, you know, 6 months later, it may be something that's in demand. So it's a constant learning curve and just listening to what people are asking.
So there is a lot of, yeah, because there is a trend of 70s and 80s wear. Those of you who are familiar with Coachella, there was a lot of the stars, the entertainers or whatever, that were sporting a lot of 70s and 80s items at Coachella. So, yeah, I guess that's, but, you know, someone would bring in something that is vintage, but there is some things you will not take.
That is correct. You know, it needs to be brought in clean and good condition, you know, show wear and tear as possible. You know, things like you said, things one sleeve is in style now, off one shoulder. And like I said, yes, we don't just take anything. And I have consigners that have been with us for 5 years that, you know, still bring me their items and, you know, we just keep doing it year by year and seeing what everybody wants.
So is there a particular designer item that you find that sells more than another designer?
Yeah, Michael Kors in this area can seem to do no wrong. We sell a lot of Michael Kors handbags and clothing. And a lot of people, you know, I have a waiting list for Louis Vuitton bags. You know, anybody that can get a high-end bag like that at a reasonable price where they may not otherwise be able to afford something like that, can find a good deal in a store like this, a diamond in the rough, if you will. And we also offer layaway, which most consignment stores, as far as I know, don't offer such a program.
They don't. So now, is it hard to consign? What's the process? Like, what do I do? It's like, hey, Brianna, you know, I have some stuff I want to bring in. Do we just bring our stuff in? We have to make an appointment. How do we do this?
You need to make an appointment for the first time. You can bring 25 items in at your appointment. And then once we have you set up, you know, then you're allowed to drop off 5 at a time as much as you would like. There's no limit on what you can bring. You're basically signed up with us for the year. There's a yearly fee, and with that, you also get a discount. All of our consignors that shop here receive a discount when they shop as well.
So I'm getting a question about I know the answer, but I'm getting a question about do you consign children's clothing and then also men's clothing?
Okay, so at this time, we do not do children's. We do men's. Men's clothing, however, we do mainly very casual items. You know, Vineyard Vines, then Nike, Under Armour, those kind of things. And that's something that also, you know, a guy can come in and shop for themselves, but it's also an item where, say, you wanted to buy something for your husband or your boyfriend or your son. That's an item that's easier to buy where, you know, things like a fitted suit would be very difficult to try to buy for someone else.
And someone sent me a question saying, asking, are you hiring? because I think someone is a shopper and they want to work there and shop too.
Oh, they can contact me after the show and I'll be happy to listen to their, you know, we could talk.
So now what we're going to do, and I'm thinking maybe Mother's Day, I have to talk it over with Brianna, but we're going to do a show live from her location, and it's going to be all about women shopping, it's going to be about fashion, you know, it's going to be a really fun show. And we, you know, we're talking about doing the show live from her location. So that should be fun. And, you know, and I'm just thinking this on the top of my head, Brianna, but a fashion show with Facebook Live thing. That
exciting.
Would be...
And I heard you talking about your dog earlier. We are dog friendly now. We have a dog place next.
Yeah, because this is a dog. This is dog crazy here. He's been jumping up here. I think he smells this coconut oil. Yeah. Or the coffee. I don't know which one it is. You know, he, yeah.
So we talked about
another question, and I have this question, too. How much does a person get paid for consignment?
So it is a sliding scale for us. We encourage the higher-end items. That's what we want in here. It's not a thrift store. It is a consignment store. And basically, items under $200, you get 40% off. $200 to $500, you get 45%. Anything value over $500, you would get 50% off. So we do encourage you, and we higher percentage because we want you to bring us your nice items, be it furniture.
Exactly. And see, you moved into a bigger space now, so you are actually able to sell furniture. Furniture people, she can sell furniture.
Yes, and we were fortunate enough. We had most of a model home come in, brand new stuff, beautiful, very good name brands, and yes, it's been selling well. You know, lamps, anything like that is expensive. I don't care where you go, and you know, when you get an eclectic piece that's like new because it's been in a model home for a great deal, I mean, why not?
Oh my God! So we need some contact information, and do you have any special sale days that we need to let our listeners in on?
Yeah, basically around any holidays we have sales, except for there's only a few, you know, major holidays that we are actually closed, of course, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, July 4th. But around regular holidays, we do always have sales, and we keep our website updated regularly with what we're looking for and things that we're accepting, and that you can find us at eyeoftheBeholderConsignment.com. And we also regularly keep that updated. You can purchase things online from us as well.
And you also on Instagram as well.
We are Eye of the Beholder 11, as in 1-1.
Okay. Because yeah, I see a lot of when I go on Instagram, there's always pictures of new items that that you've had that you're featuring, and which is really cute. And hey, it's prom season, people. It's wedding season. You know, she had some really. I just saw a picture of a beautiful prom, some prom dresses, some beautiful
yes.
purses. So, you know, if you have a child, a daughter, or, you know, that's about to go through the prom thing and you know how expensive that can be, I would say go to Eye of the Beholder, find some really wonderful, some buys from that consignment shop. So give us the location, because those of you who are not in this area that are from another, you know, another part of the country, you would not know. But this is in the Maryland area. Where could they, what's the address at your location?
We are at 1041 Route 3 North in Gambrills, Maryland. We are right on the
Great.
Major thoroughfare.
Brianna, thank you so much for being a part of I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita podcast today.
Thank you very much, and I learned a lot, and I'm just going to put one other thing in there is grill your asparagus with coconut oil, and it's on the grill, and there's nothing better.
Oh, my. That does sound good. Oh, yeah. Okay, coconut oil on asparagus. And do you have it like it's crispy? It's not like soggy. It's kind of like they got that little snap.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the best way, people. Don't overcook your food because there's nothing tasty about an overcooked asparagus or anything overcooked. I'm just saying. Thank you so much, Brianna.
Thank you very much. I learned a lot on the show. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
My pleasure. And thank you, guys, my Facebook people who tuned in. I so appreciate you doing that for me. That meant a lot to me for those people who did listen and who tuned in. Thank you for tuning into the show. BBSRadio.com has some of the best radio podcasts programs in the country. You know, check them out, not just for my show, but for any show. BBSRadio.com. Look at some of the different programs that they have listed. You will not... be sorry that you didn't tune in. And again, this is podcast number 101. I'm just saying 50 with Juanita podcast. Yeah, I am. My dog is here, and that's why I'm a little crazy. So until then, I really appreciate you tuning in. Until next time, you take care. Bye.